Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The scandal continues with Mass State Police, voter registration deadline coming up, and why police swarmed Rihanna's home. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Cardi B just had her baby a month ago. It would be a shame to lose her.
Wiggy has your sports.
And Romero, I know today is a sad day for you in sports.
But first, a man has been arrested in London on suspicion of terrorism after a car crashed outside the Houses of Parliament, injuring several people. A man in his late 20s was detained. Two people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after cyclists and pedestrians were hit. No one else was in the car, and no weapons have been found so far. Mass State Police have temporarily relieved four troopers in the ongoing scandal over overtime pay. And this comes as the department continues to review records and data to see if troopers were present and working overtime shifts for which they were paid. An audit earlier this year found that more than 20 troopers were paid for work they did not do, and more than 40 state troopers are now under investigation. Well, if you plan on voting in the September 4th primaries in Massachusetts, make sure you're registered to vote. You have until tomorrow. That is the deadline to register or to change your party registration. And you can either register online, by mail, that must be postmarked by tomorrow, or city and town election offices will be open until 8 p.m. tomorrow. And LAPD officers in a helicopter swarmed Rihanna's Hollywood home yesterday. Officers responded to a home alarm. But the good news is Rihanna was not at home, and it was determined that the alarm was accidentally triggered. But I guess they were worried and sent all these people there because you'll remember that an intruder was arrested at her home back in May when he broke in and spent the night, and she wasn't there at the time either. Isn't that crazy? Just breaking in, spending the night. Crazy. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, now we know why Chloe and Tristan's relationship is so complicated. Word is Tristan was busted yet again with another woman. Now, here's the deal. Witnesses are saying that he's got this side chick up with him at training camp in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And they said that he's had his hands all over this girl. She was hanging out at the facility, and he rushed through practice. No days off. And then they ended up leaving together. Much I believe this, because he and Chloe are now currently on vacation with Kendall and Ben Simmons together in Puerto Vallarta. So,
and when did this allegedly happen?
Like last week, supposedly.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it either. I think people are going to link any hot chick in the vicinity of Tristan with him.
It's as well, they should.
Well, I get that.
Yeah,
but
he needs to stay. Any woman that gets near him, just
he needs
run.
To walk away. He really away. Does. He can't be seen.
He needs to go like a year. Where he's not even getting in a picture by accident near a beautiful
Anytime
woman.
He goes out from here on, Chloe should be in his side pocket.
Mm-hmm. Jay-Z's secret son just dropped a new track, Rymir Satterthwaite. He's 24 years old, and he says he is the secret son of Jay-Z. He's been begging Jay to take a DNA test for years, and Jay has denied Rymir since day one and recently rapped in a track for the 1,000th time, The Kid Ain't Mine. Well, Rymir has clapped back in a song called Stacks. Rapping, dude washed up, still doing tracks, like 55, where the F you at? Need to go back to your old days, grown man in his old ways.
Washed up, still doing tracks, like 55, where the F you at? Wow. Need to go back to your old days, grown man in his old ways. Won't stop till we both pay, won't stop till we both pay.
All right, he's a son.
Okay.
That was good.
Okay. I think if you hear the whole thing, it's decent. It's not bad.
He's a son. Come on, Jay-Z. You know what you're going to have to do, right?
I'll come fast.
Just say he's yours.
I thought you were going to say a collabo.
There's so much damn money.
Have
come
you
on.
Seen this kid?
Yeah, that's the one that's been... Right. Why?
Oh, yeah.
So he's ugly.
Yeah. Jason won't take, that's why he won't take the test. They, probably like, damn, I know this kid's mine.
Yo, they look just like, he looks just like him. And Cardi B needs to get off social media. She is in danger of losing her baby just 1 month after giving birth. Now, this all started when Cardi and her sister Hennessy, I love Hennessy, they were going back and forth with a Nicki fan on Twitter. And it got to the point where Cardi gets so pissed off, she posted her location of where she was at. She was at a studio in Atlanta and told the girl to roll up on her. And when she did, she'd drop her baby to fight her. Now, clearly, she's not being serious, but people were taking it serious. And it was mostly Nicki fans, I'm sure, that ended up calling Child Protective Services on her in Atlanta. And there's no word on what action, if any, was taken. But she can't. She needs to just stop. Like, she can't. Even when you joke, you can't joke about that.
How do we even know she was joking? She's a ratchet chick.
No, you're right.
From the hood.
You're right.
What's that got to do with money that doesn't make her high class?
Why is she a bad parent? Because somebody rolls up on her and she tells her, one of her assistants, yo, hold my baby while I go drag.
I think they were taking the word drop literally. Oh, she was like, I'll drop my baby.
She might drop her baby. Sometimes them chicks just go crazy. Just be like, here, catch a baby.
Right. Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right. The Sox, they are on fire. They will start a two-game series versus the Phillies tonight, 7.05 p.m. So you can check that out, see if they can continue to keep this thing rolling. And some sad news in the wrestling world. I know Romero is definitely probably trying to see how he can make it through the day. One half of the Hart Foundation, Jim the Anvil Nighthawk, mm-hmm. passed away yesterday at 63 years old. And if you watch out, what's it show? Total Bellas?
Total Bellas.
I can't remember.
No, Total Divas. He's Total, the, he's the dad of Natty.
Total Divas. He's the father of
Natty Neidhart, yeah.
Okay.
So, and he always seemed like he was a little bit out of it and stuff. Right. If you saw it, it's because he had Alzheimer's.
Okay. And yeah, so I get he fell, hit his head, and that's how he succumbed to his injuries.
Forgive me for asking this question, because I used to be in love with Brett the Hitman Hart.
He's still alive.
But what's the relation? Are they brothers?
Brother-in-laws.
Brother-in-laws.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Got it.
He's and the it's one with the, I didn't mean to cut you up, he's the one with like the long goatee with the chin here.
Okay.
And there used to be a crew called the Hart Foundation, another, like a big Hart Foundation with Bret Hart.
Owen? Right? Was
Owen
one?
Dead. Yep. Brian Pillman? Dead.
Right.
British Bulldog? Dead. And now Jim the Anvil Neidhart? Dead.
Right.
Brett's the only one left.
Oh my God.
Right. It's crazy.
And Owen died, he fell from the rink. How did the British Bulldog die? He just...
It was like a heart attack. They had to with drugs.
Yeah. So, sad news in the WWE wrestling world. Thoughts and prayers obviously go out to his family. And that is your sports.
Isolated thunderstorms today, 80 for your high. Cloudy with a stray shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Temperatures in the low 70s and partly cloudy tomorrow, 85 for your high. Right now it is 70 degrees. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service, online at SullivanTire.com.